Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But, all right.
But you
thanks,
did
Rich.
Go to Catholic high school, right?
Yeah, I did.
I bet you did a lot of kneeling on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, we did. I wouldn't say that it was the same thing. I mean, it's not like all kneeling's disrespectful. I mean, it's of course there's times when it's appropriate, but I just don't see it appropriate during the national anthem. That's all. All right. Hey, thank you, Rich. Have a good weekend. Let's go to Mike, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hi, Jim and Ryan.
Hi. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I think I can really help in this protesting and kneeling and the flag and everything. Mm-hmm. Now, CP likes it, I'm a church person. Now, the flag, if you're kneeling, I think that is disrespectful. And you have a right, out of courtesy, I think you ought to respect the flag. Let me give you a good example, prove it is disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Now, if I was in a church, let's just pretend you're a pastor or anybody, mm-hmm. and the pastor said, everybody stand, and I sit there, I think that's disrespectful. I should have got up and listened to the party. And same way with the flag, if they ask you to stand and respect the flag, you don't, you kneel, that's disrespectful. Just like you'd be disrespectful to church by sitting there when you should have got up and did what the person said, and the same for the flag. Because I agree with you, it is disrespectful, you know, to the flag. When you kneel, and everybody doesn't see everything the same. They see through different glasses, you know, but I'm definitely for peaceful protesting. And Chief down there that Cruson picked, you know, Chief Hayden.
Chief Hayden, yeah.
I like him because when I heard that man, and I mean, it's one time I thought they should vote for the person picked. They didn't do it that way. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to that man's got a good heart. And he was saying, please protest peacefully. So I'll be the first to tell you, he is a good, decent chief of police. And they're very blessed to have him. Yeah, and I think they should protest peacefully. But balance is not the answer. And I believe people have been done wrong. The blacks have been done wrong. I agree with them. But there's a better way. My answer would pray, come up with better solutions. But destroying things is not the answer. They just make it worse.
All right, Mike, good to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a good weekend. We're getting a lot of text messages. I'm going to try to read those. We have to go to break because I went so late with Chris Raby, who was on in the first half of the hour. So, Dan, hold on. I'm going to get your call right after. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
So we only have a few minutes here before we have to go to the news, but I wanted to take some more of your calls and take some time to read some of your text messages. The number is 314-436-7900, and Dan has been holding on. Welcome to Overnight America.
Yes, good morning.
Hi. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, well, besides the virus, now with all this looting going on, talking about black protests, how many black lives have probably been ruined by the riots?
Because of you're talking about predominantly black businesses that have been looted? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, a lot of them have been ruined from the protests.
You know, I don't know if they break that down statistically, but if you were to go and to walk the neighborhoods that had broken windows, you would find that it's pretty much all races have been affected by this. I don't think the looters discriminate based on the color of the skin. They find a target and go at it. And just like what you saw here with Captain Dorn, what a shame. He's working and helping out in this pawn shop. Someone that served honorably for all these years in the city of St. Louis. And he's targeted and killed in the street. I don't think these monsters that are going out there to cause violence and shoot people really care. I don't think they care. And that's the sad thing, that it gets to that point. And, you know, I haven't seen any sort of statistic if there was any business that was targeted more than others. I think it's just how it goes, I guess. If that's what you meant, Dan, I'm guessing that's what you meant.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for your call. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Dennis, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Thank you for having me on. I'm disappointed in terms of what is being discussed here, but I hope there's some good things that come from it. In listening to what Drew Brees said, I have no issue with anything he initially said in response to the question. And if the journalist, and this is just how our media and a lot of sports reporters like Raby and everybody else do, they'll ask a leading question because they think they know the answer, and they kind of want to be able to take the athlete or the people they're speaking to in a certain direction. Now, if there had been a follow-up question, and he'd ask, Drew, do you think there are, in today's society, a lot of racial injustices in all walks of life? Or what do you think about what has happened in Minneapolis to that poor black gentleman? You know, he would have had a response that would have been from the heart, because knowing Drew Brees and his character, just like Tony Dungy has come to his aid here. Yeah, I agree with Tony Dungy here. They don't have the full picture. So it's no different than how you see in movie advertisements, things like that, where they'll take a few words of maybe what a critic said about it and put it as a public relations piece here. And you know, I mean, they really slant the whole thing here. So it's very, very disappointing. And I guess, you know, and I have no disrespect for Drew Brees or what he said, because he said nothing that was wrong that I don't believe in. And I work with a lot of military and veterans. And I'll tell you, the whole thing, as far as with what the NFL certain players have done to disrespect our country and a nation that has provided them so much opportunity to do what they do that cannot be replicated anywhere in the world. Whatever happened to working within the system and doing peaceful things, just as Martin Luther King did to try to do it, as opposed to everybody imagining that now your goal at the end in mind or your intentions justify whatever means are necessary, and everybody has to try to go to another extreme. I mean, we're seeing that across the country right now. And
All right.
I mean, it's just tragic. It's just very tragic.
Very good. Thank you for your point, Dennis. Good to hear from you tonight. You know, I wanted to get to some of these text messages just real quick, because we only have about a minute before we go to the break. And it's it's interesting to read these, because they go both ways. Some people are upset with Chris Raby. Other people are upset with me. They say I was making Raby's point. Other people said that, I'm not going to read what they said, but they did not say some nice things to Chris. And it's interesting, because normally when we do have the text messages that are up there, it's normally one-sided. This is very divisive, but maybe that was the purpose of it, the divisive nature of it. Just in general, if you read the line that's getting everyone upset, I will never agree with anyone disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. I would stand on that. I also do not agree with people disrespecting the flag. And I do want to point out that you can look at the message and the reasoning for why they believe they need to protest during the national anthem, and you could agree with their protest, as in you could agree with their message, but you can absolutely disagree with the vehicle, the way they decide to protest, just like you can for all these other people that try to justify the violence. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.